In the city of Imanek, you can see the passing of time as ice forms on the last open water of the Yukon River. It's a battle against the quickly approaching winter that the city is up against as it races to fix its damaged water sewer system before pipes freeze for good. Inside a modest home on a quiet snow-covered street, water boils and turns into steam. The house belongs to Yolanda Kelly, who's heating water to bathe her son and granddaughter.
I make my hot water on the stove and I put it in a tub and give them a bath as much as I can.
When was the last time that they had a bath?
My granddaughter, maybe 3-4 days.
The city does have running water for now, as long as the pipes don't freeze. But the problem is that they can't drain the sewer lines to get rid of the gray water and human waste.
Well, for starters, we're using a honey bucket. You could just smell that since you wake up, and it's constantly there.
How does it make you feel?
Like we're living in the old days.
When Kelly was growing up, her family used honey buckets, and she doesn't want that for her kids. She isn't the only one.
Well, we got no bathroom, so now we got to go back to the old days, back to the 60s and 70s.
That's Albert Westlock, an ivory carver by trade, who works at home and watches his nieces and nephews when their parents are at work. He shows off the fossilized tusk of a saber tooth and mammoth bones. He likes old things, and he doesn't mind old ways.
To this day, I hardly ever take showers because I didn't grow up taking showers in those. I only took hot steam baths. That's what I'm used to.
Westlock says that if the pipes do freeze and he can't get water from the city, it won't be the end of the world for him. He could go back to hauling water and cutting ice from the river as they did in the old days. However, his nieces and nephews are having a harder time.
It's pretty hard on these little kids, you know. They're not used to what we went through a long time ago.
Family members are now making regular trips to Westlock's steam bath. Despite old-fashioned ways, he wants the plant to start working again soon, just like everyone else. 20 yards away is the sewer plant. It's dark inside with wires lying exposed on the floors. It smells like burnt plastic and metal. The center of the room is charred black. Jamie and Gayek, the employee who found the fire, stands in the ash, looking at the ruined machinery. The night of the fire, on Gayek's toilet wasn't flushing at home, and this tipped him off that something was wrong.
Put all my stuff and came right up. And I noticed there was a fire coming off the vacuum pump number one. It wasn't on fire, only the ceiling was on fire.
What did you think when that happened?
I was devastated. I couldn't believe it happened. Scared, wondering what to do. But I only had one fire extinguisher and I used it.
If Ungayak had not come to investigate, the fire might have burned the entire building and things would be a lot worse. But it wasn't just quick thinking that brought him running.
The first time I caught it just in time when I came in, it started smoking.
That's right. This has happened before. Ungayak says this time was the worst, and his boss, Arthur Red Fox, agrees.
This is the third one we got in how many years?
Is it from the same company?
Yep, same company.
Third one from the same company, yep. And they've all broken.
And now burnt up, yep.
This is the third in 10 years. The manufacturer is called Busch, a German company that Imanek was in the process of replacing when the fire happened. Pumps like these are prone to overheating when residents don't notice vacuum leaks, like when toilets keep flushing when a part gets stuck. But they're not supposed to catch on fire.
And you said they're supposed to shut off when something like this happens, but they don't.
But they don't.
Despite the faulty equipment, the city is not pursuing legal action. It's moving on, and it's doing it as quickly as it can, with repairs already underway Wednesday morning. As the steam rises from boiling pots, the ice grows on the river, and the sun sets on Imanek, one can't help but notice the passing of time and the city's race against it. In Imanek, I'm Adrian Wagner.